Congress remains at an impasse over action on a new coronavirus relief legislation, but Democrats are holding firm on a more than $2 billion proposal, blasting Republican proposals as too small and ineffective to address the pandemic. Senator Chuck Schumer is a Democrat from New York.
It's September 17th, and President Trump still doesn't have an adequate national testing strategy. So, Democrats in the House, joined by our Senate Democrats, came up with the answer, the $75 billion in testing and tracing funding that's in the HEROES Act. These funds are essential to crush the virus and safely reopen schools and the economy. But our Senate Republicans, led by Keeper of the Graveyard, Leader McConnell, the White House, led by this divisive, nasty, how low can you go president, have refused to do it.
Schumer spoke at House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's news conference on coronavirus testing. The House had passed the $3.4 trillion HEROES Act back in May, but Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell has refused to bring it up for a vote. A group of moderate Democratic and Republican lawmakers brought up a much smaller $1.5 trillion proposal earlier this week, but Democrats blocked a vote on that in the Senate, calling that measure emaciated. Now that Trump has suggested he might sign a measure larger than Republicans have proposed, there are some hopes for a compromise. Senator Roy Blunt is a Republican from Missouri.
You know, I think we've always understood we were likely to go up a number. The question is the starting number the $2 trillion in the House package that actually dealt with COVID, or the other trillion that dealt with everything else they could think of? You know, if we're negotiating between $1 trillion and $2 trillion, I think that's a legitimate negotiation. The biggest area of disagreement continues to be whether state and local government should get money we don't have to replace money they don't have. And I think at the end of the day, that's part of getting a deal and will be part of an agreement.
Democratic leaders say they're standing firm behind a $2.2 billion Democratic proposal. That is Pelosi's plan. She compared the Democrats' proposed funding for testing, $75 billion, to smaller Republican proposals.
So when we had $75 billion in the plan that Mr. Pallone put forth and supported by House and Senate Democrats, the Republicans said, we have 15, you have 75, let's compromise, we'll go to 16. Oh, really? Do you not understand the gravity of the situation? Either you do not understand the gravity of the situation or you don't care. But the fact is that 200,000 people in another day or so will have lost their lives to this disregard for science.
Some critics say Democrats are divided over the smaller proposal presented by the so-called problem-solving caucus this week. Pelosi says that's not a problem.
Well, they don't say it to me. What they say is we need to have a solution, and we want the best possible agreement that we can for America's working families. You may have, by anecdotally, someone who may say, I don't care how small it is, I want it just to go. I have not heard that.
Congress has only a few days left in the current fiscal year, but there is still the possibility lawmakers could seize the time to reach a compromise. Pelosi says Democrats will stay till there is an agreement on the next coronavirus relief bill. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.